I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, June 30th. There are now 1,270 confirmed cases of coronavirus. In Quincy, there have been 1,073 recoveries. The death toll has remained unchanged at 130. There are 15 active cases, and 52 cases have been referred for treatment. In Massachusetts, the case total is now almost 109,000. A special task force has been created to determine how Quincy Public School students can return to the classroom in the fall. Interim Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the task force will consist of teachers, administrators, support staff, parents, and a student representative to determine how best to implement the state guidelines for getting students back into the classroom. The protocols will include at least 3 feet of separation between desks, face masks for all, and extensive sanitizing efforts. The Quincy Police Car Seat Installation Program has resumed. Police say the program will run on Tuesdays from 4 to 8 p.m., weather permitting, at the police station. Social distancing guidelines will be implemented, and people will have their temperatures checked for being allowed to participate in the program. The program is free, and no appointment is necessary. Quincy auto dealer Dan Quirk has made a substantial donation for the new Quirk Fieldhouse at Faxon Field. The new building will have restrooms, storage space, and a small office for activities at Faxon Field. It will support high school track programs, the Quincy Youth Track Club, and Quincy High School sports teams. It replaces a series of storage boxes that interfered with the discus and shot put areas. Reminder, there will be no delay in curbside collection of trash or recycling this week or next week, because the 4th of July is on a Saturday this year. The DPW and the DPW rear yard on C Street will be closed both Friday and Saturday to observe the holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, June 30th.